SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball welcomes you to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Streaming coverage is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings, just minutes away from Aberdeen in the festival at Bel Air. Now, live from Aberdeen, Maryland, USA, this is the Cal Ripken World Series.
Good afternoon and welcome to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. I'm Zach Frank, and I'll be taking you through today's action between an intercontinental matchup between Team Pacific Northwest and Team Southwest. I'm sitting here in Cal Senior's yard overlooking the action on a beautiful sunny day in Aberdeen, Maryland, where we just had the national anthems being played, and now we have Team Southwest doing their warm-up toss in the field. It's an 81 degrees outside today, as here's your lineup for Pacific Northwest. Leading off is Hayden Cantrell playing second base, followed by Isaiah Vega over at short. Brandon Guerrero will be playing center. First baseman Gabe Hughes will be batting fourth. Briggs Ransom will be batting fifth. And starting over at third, Braxton Mills will get the start behind the plate. Quinn McGuire will start at right. Ryan Franklin is the extra hitter. And Noah Kraft is the pitcher. And rounding out the Team Pacific Northwest lineup is Seth Jones over in left field. So that'll bring up Hayden Cantrell for Team Pacific Northwest. As Cantrell awaits the first pitch from Joey McCracken, it's on its way. And at 2:53, we have some baseball. Cantrell's first pitch will be taken for a strike. It's nothing and one. McCracken sets and delivers. And Cantrell with his one foul into the netting behind home plate. 0-2. Now Cantrell will step out to adjust his glove before stepping back in. He's ready for some baseball again. Here's the 0-2 from McCracken. It's hit foul back into the netting, and the count will stay at 0-2. Here's the 0-2 from McCracken. And that'll be strike three as McCracken registered his first strikeout of the game. And that'll be one away for Team Southwest. That'll bring up Isaiah Vega getting the start at shortstop. McCracken sets and delivers, and his first pitch is outside to the right. It's 1-0. Kraken sets and livers, and that'll be just outside to win the count to 2-0. Here's a 2-0, and that'll be high for ball three. Defensively for Team Southwest is Bavoin behind the plate, Hawkins at first, Geppert at second, Evans Frank at third, White at short, Weatherton, Stewart, and Smithson from left to right field, respectively. So here's the 3-0 offering from McCracken, and that'll be a four-pitch walk for Isaiah Vega. That'll bring up center fielder Braden Guerrero. Guerrero steps in from the left side of the box, as he has one out and a man on first in Isaiah Vega. And now McCracken will throw back over at Hawkins to test Vega. But Vega is back on base that time. So Guerrero grounding in from the left side of the box Here's the pitch, and Vega will make a dash at second. The throw comes over, but it is not in time. And Vega will be safe at second. Bavoy made a nice throw from behind the plate, but it was a little too high. And Vega was there just by a step. So now Vega leading off at second. Guerrero away to the 0-1. It's hit back up the middle. And Vega will make his way around to third. And he will come home. And Brandon Guerrero has himself a one-out RBI double. It is quickly 1-0 for Team Pacific Northwest. And that'll bring up first baseman Gabe Hughes. Guerrero now standing over at second. As McCracken looks back and delivers. Now Hughes will pop this one up over into center. And looks like Smithson will come over and now be second out of the inning. But Guerrero will make his way on over to third. So a nice sacrifice fly from Hughes there to move Guerrero over to third. And now bring up Briggs Randstrom. Here's the first pitch to Randstrom. And now the in the dirt. Bavoyne goes to corral quickly. And Braden Guerrero elects not to make a dash for home. It's 1-0 for Briggs Randstrom. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And I'll be in the dirt again. And now Guerrero lets it come home this time. And just like that, Team Pacific Northwest has an early 2-0 lead over Team Southwest. So Guerrero advances home on the wild pitch. And that still leads a 2-0 count for Briggs Randstrom. The 2-0 is on its way, and Randstrom will dodge out the way, but that will be called a strike, and it is now 2-1. McCracken sets and fires, and that will be in the dirt for ball three. Now McCracken will get a fresh new baseball from Bavoy. As here's the 3-1 offering from McCracken. And now it'll be hit right up to the center field. And now come down for a base hit. Stewart and Gepard were converging, but the ball came down just in time. And the inning is continued from Briggs Randstrom. So that'll bring up Braxton Mills, a catcher, to the plate. Mills taking a few seconds to adjust his shoes and his helmet before digging in from the right side. Here's the first pitch, and Mills will hit this one up over in the center, and that'll do it for the inning as Stewart comes down. So that's it for this inning as Team Pacific Northwest has jumped out to an early 2-0 lead. We'll be back with more baseball as you're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from sfmsports.net.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Cal Seniors Are in Abingdon, Maryland. Team Pacific Northwest jumped out to an early 2-0 lead. And now starting pitcher Noah Kraft is still finishing up his warm-up tosses. So leading off for Team Southwest, the center fielder Evan Stewart. Jones taking a few more practice swipes before grounding in on the right side of the batter's box. Here's the first pitch from Kraft. And it's going to be on the inside corner for a strike. Nothing one. Defensively for Team Pacific Northwest is Kraft on the mound as he delivers the 1-0. Now the inside for another strike, strike two. It'll be Mills behind the plate, Hughes at first, Cantrell at second, Ranstrom at third. As the 1-2 is outside on the dirt, and that'll bring it to 2-2. Or 1-2. Vega at short, Jones in left, Guerrero in center. And now Stewart will chop this foul, and the count will stay at 1-2. So Jones in left, Guerrero at center, and McGuire in right. As now Kraft gets a fresh new baseball. And Stewart takes a second to step out. Here's the 1-2 from Kraft. And that'll be high for ball two. So Brandon Guerrero getting a one out RBI in the form of a double as a 2-2 is on its way. And tip foul. So that RBI from Guerrero hit home Vega. And gave Team Pacific Northwest a 2-0 lead. And now the next pitch is going to be looped over into right field. And Stewart will elect to stay on first. He could have gone for more, but he decides to stay and play it safe. So after that leadoff single, that'll bring up second baseman Matthew Gepard. Here's the first pitch of Gepard, and he'll hit that one right to Cantrell at second. You can't corral it, but he can in time and gets Gepard. It's like Cantrell almost wasn't able to come up with that play, but he was able to have quick hands and quickly corral a ball over to Hughes. So I'll bring up Zach White for Team Southwest. On the play, Stewart advanced over to second. And now White's at the plate. As Kraft looks back before delivering, and White will crack this one up over to Vega at short, who does not get the throw in time over to Hughes at first. And Zach White will have himself a base hit. Now play Evan Stewart, advance over to third. So now Robert Bavon will step up to the plate with men on the corners, and Evan Stewart and Zach White at third and first, respectively. Here's the first pitch from Kraft. As we have White making a dash for a second. And now Stewart will make his way home. And Zach White will round his way all the way over to third. And Team Southwest has responded with a run here in the bottom of the first. So it seems like as soon as the ball went up in the air, we had mass chaos breaking out on the bases as both men made a run. So here's the 1-0 to Bavon. And now be high for the ball. It's 2-0. Both teams looking to be aggressive early. Run the bases as here's the 2-0. Now it'll be hit up over in the short center. And Cantrill come down for the second out of the game. Stopping up, right fielder Grant Smithson. Here's the pitch from Kraft. And that'll be cracked over in the left field. Now come down for a base hit. But not entirely, as Guerrero is able to come down with it just in time before it hits the ground. That'll be the third out of the inning. And Team Southwest has come back to make this one 2-1. Stay tuned as we'll go to the top of the second inning after this. You're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at SFMSports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Welcome back. It's the top of the second inning. As Team Southwest has come back to made this one a two-one game here. As Team Pacific Northwest is deal to bat here with Quinn McGuire, Ryan Franklin, and Noah Kraft. Team Pacific Northwest jumping out to an early 2-0 lead. Only to be responded on when Evan Stewart came across the plate. Now Quinn McGuire will come up to bat here. This Kraken sets and delivers the first pitch to McGuire. That'll be chopped in over to Geppert at second, who gets it in time. So Hawkins at first, and there's one away. So one pitch, one out, and that'll bring up Team Pacific Northwest's extra hitter, Ryan Franklin. Kraken delivers the first pitch, and that'll be in the dirt for a ball. It's 1-0. The 1-0 is on its way. Now it'll be in the dirt again for ball two. Here's a 2-0 from the Kraken, and that'll be swung and missed on from Franklin. Now bring the count to 2-1. We'll see a little bit of early action in the game here. As the Kraken fires a 2-1, I'll be swung and missed again. for strike two. Here's some good crowd support early on. And the 2-2 is on its way. And now the in the dirt right in front of Franklin. And that will bring the count full. So now Franklin will step out before stepping back in and await the money pitch. Here's the money pitch from the Kraken. And now the outside for ball four. Next up is Noah Kraft. Noah Kraft digs in from the right side of the plate. He's a man leading off, and Ryan Franklin on first. Here's the first pitch of Kraft, and he swings at a high one. And it's nothing in one. Kraken will take a peek back at Franklin at first for delivering. Now Franklin will make a dash over second. And now it looks like he will run. Nope, he will stay at second as that one was hit over into to Weatherton over in left field. So that bring up the bottom of the lineup and Seth Jones. Seth Jones is a man in scoring position. And now we're going to have a time call. As Jones step out to take a few practice swings. Now McCracken will sudden deliver and now will be outside in the dirt. LaVon did a good job of getting behind that one to prevent it from going behind the plate. And it's 1-0. Now McCracken will look back at Franklin before delivering. And Jones will let this one foul beyond the third baseline. It's 1-1. Kraken still peeking back at Ryan Franklin. Now he sets and delivers. And now he's swung and missed. Now we can count to 1-2. Jones taking a second to step out and take another practice swing. So now has a 1-2 working against him here. There's still one out for Team Pacific Northwest. Here's the pitch, and he'll lift this one foul right into the stands. And the count will stay at 1-2. Now McCracken will sudden deliver, and that'll be hit back over right at Geppert, who gets the double play and ends the inning. So Jones hits a line drive right at Geppert. He gets it quickly to White while Franklin is still off the base. And that'll do it for this inning. As we'll go into the bottom of the second with Team Pacific Northwest still up 2-1. You're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Cal Ripken World Series comes to a close with Championship Weekend. Coverage starts with the U.S. Championship Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Get the full schedule at sfmsports.net.
Welcome back. We just had Joey McCracken hit one straight to the center field wall. And he will get a leadoff single here as Brera had to get on his high horse to come down with that one. But luckily Guerrero was there, and McCracken only had the single. So I'll bring up left fielder Reese Weatherton. Here's the first pitch of Weatherton, and now the looped foul. It's nothing and one. It's a nice piece of hitting from Joey McCracken there. That was almost looking like it was going to be a homer for about 2 seconds there. So it got near the wall. So here's the pitch to Weatherton, and that'll be a ball. It's 1-1. Here's the 1-1. That'll be into the netting right behind home plate. And the count will move to 1-2. Here's the 1-2, and that will be in the dirt. But Mills does a good job of getting behind it. And McCracken will stay on first. So the count now moves to 2-2. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And that will be taken for strike three. Weatherton is frozen at the plate as Davis Hawkins comes up for Team Southwest.
Number 18, Davis Hawkins.
Hawkins getting the start at first tonight. Here's his first pitch. And that'll be just on the outside corner for strike one. Now Kraft looks back at Hughes before he sets and delivers. And that'll be in the dirt. And McCracken will make a stunt like he's going to go for a second, but eventually just come back. Kraft fires the 1-1. And that'll be just outside his zone for ball two. Now Kraft will make a motion like he's going to throw back to Hughes at first. But McCracken is on the bag in time. And now Hawkins will hit this one over in the right field, where McGuire will come down with a play. And there's two away for Team Pacific Northwest. So that'll bring up Jacob Evans-Frank. Evans-Funk. And the 9-hole spot for Team Southwest. As his first pitch is on the inside corner for a strike. It's nothing and one. Funk loops this one short over to Hughes at first. He then tags out Funk for the last out of the inning. And so that'll do it for this inning as Team Pacific Northwest still leads 2-1. You're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from sfmsports.net.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it, love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
Are you going to kill someone tonight? Drunk drivers do every night. Maryland law enforcement agencies are stopping drunk drivers in your community with sobriety checkpoints and intense patrols. It's Checkpoint Strike Force. So drive sober and always wear your seatbelt. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Visit CheckpointStrikeForce.net for more information.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Cal Seniors Yard. It's still 2-1 after an uneventful second inning for both teams. So due up for Team Pacific Northwest is the top of the lineup in Hayden Cantrell, Isaiah Vega, and Braden Guerrero. Now Cantrell stepping to the box from the righty side as he awaits the first pitch from McCracken. McCracken delivers, and Cantrell will swing and try to check his swing, but not in time, and that'll be strike one. Here's the 0-1 ball, as that'll be hit over into left field. And that'll go past the outstretched glove of Weatherton. Weatherton was ranging to his left, but just missed it by a fraction of a second. And Cantrill has a leadoff double. So that'll bring up Isaiah Vega. Vega initially drew a walk on his last at-bat. Here's Isaiah Vega's first pitch. Cantrell looks like he's going to steal, but then decides to come back home. And come back to the second, I should say. McCracken looks back at Cantrell before saying delivering. And Vega hits his one down. It'll come down over in left field. And Team Pacific Northwest will have another run scored as Hayden Cantrill comes on around home from the RBI from Isaiah Vega. So that'll bring up Braden Guerrero for Team Pacific Northwest. Braden had a double in his last at bat. Here's Guerrero's first pitch. And now be on the outside corner for a strike. It's nothing and one. So Isaiah Vega continuing his hot day so far. He already has a run scored and now a double. Here's the 0-1. And now the outside for ball one. Now McCracken will look back over at Vega before setting and firing the 1-1. And that'll be in the dirt, bringing the count to 2-1. McCracken always conscientious of Vega there at second as he delivers his next pitch. Now the hill into right field. And Guerrero have a single on his hands. On the play, Isaiah Vega advances over to third. And that'll bring up Gabe Hughes for Pacific Northwest. Here's the first pitch to Hughes. And it'll be taken for a strike. It's nothing and one. Now McCracken will motion over like he's going to throw at Guerrero at first, but decides against it and toes the rubber yet again. So runners on the corners now for Team Pacific Northwest, and Vega at third and Guerrero at first. Here's the 0-1, and now Guerrero will make his way over to second, and they'll give it to him. So Team Pacific Northwest threatening to add even more to their already to their current 3-1 lead. Here's a pitch from McCracken, now being in dirt. And Vega looks to come home, but decides against it. And now McCracken will get a fresh new baseball. And he toes the rubber once again. Now he'll set and deliver. And that pitch will be outside for ball three. And Bavon doing a good job of getting behind those. Here's the 3-1 offering from McCracken. And that'll be in the dirt for ball four. And just like that, Pacific Northwest has the bases loaded. So that'll bring up Briggs Ranstrom, the third baseman. He already has a single on a day, and he's looking to add more or to bring home Vega and possibly Guerrero. Here's the first pitch of Ranstrom, and that is going to be popped up over to Evans Funk at third. And everyone will stay put on their respective bases. There's one away for Team Southwest. So that'll bring up Braxton Mills. He flew out to center in his last at bat. Still bases loaded for Mills. Here's his first pitch. And now be hit short over to White, who looks to Gepard, who looks to Hawkins, but they're only able to get Hughes out. And on the play, Vega will score. Then that makes it 4-1 in favor of Team Pacific Northwest. As there's now two away, and Quinn McGuire steps to the plate. And now Gabe Hughes will make a dash at second. Or Mills, I should say. Make it to second. McGuire will take his next pitch for a strike. Now McGuire will pop this one up over and into center field, but Smithson will not come down with it. And it looks like that scores Guerrero. And it looks like Braxton Mills will make his way on home as Team Pacific Northwest now has a 7-1 lead over Team Southwest. And now we'll have Bavon go over to McCracken. To give some words of encouragement. So that'll bring up Ryan Franklin. 14 Pacific Northwest. Here's the first pitch, and Franklin will tip that foul. It's nothing one. So four runs this inning. Or five, excuse me. And the 0-1 pitch to Franklin will be in the dirt to bring it to 1-1. So five runs puts Pacific Northwest up 7-1. Hit spray just keeps going. Here's the 1-1, and that'll be chop foul near Pacific Northwest's dugout. And the count moves to 1-2. Here's a 1-2, and that'll be hit over into left field. And Leatherton will come down with it to stop the bleeding. So that'll be it for the top of the third as Pacific Northwest scores five runs to pull ahead 7-1. You're listening to the Caribbean World Series from SFMSports.net.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard Mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back. We are going to the bottom of the third as Team Pacific Northwest exploded for five runs there in the top of the third. You saw a hit parade go on, and they nearly batted through their whole order. So now they'll bring up Team Southwest due to bats. And leading off will be the top of the lineup, and Evan Stewart, followed by Matthew Gepard and Zach White. So we've seen a lot of hits early, but it's still early in the game, as we've already seen. As we'll have some defensive changes here, as we'll have Tristan Ray for Seth Jones. As Kraft still finishes his warm-up tosses. So Evan Stewart, you up to bat now. As here's the first pitch to Stewart. And that'll be taken for a strike. It's nothing and one. Here's the 0-1 from Kraft. And that'll be lifted foul beyond home plate. It's nothing and two. Kraft sets and fires. And that'll be outside for ball one. Here's the 1-2. And that'll be in the dirt for ball two. Here's the 2-2 from Kraft. And that'll be lifted foul on the first baseline. The count will stay at 2-2. So Team Southwest looking to respond here. losing runs on their own after getting down early. But it's still early in the game, and there's plenty of time to come back. As the next pitch to Stewart will come high, and that will bring the count full. Now Stewart will pop this one up over in the short, and Vega will come down with it. So that'll be one away for Team Pacific Northwest.
Number nine, Matthew Gephardt.
So that'll bring up second baseman Matthew Gephardt. Gephardt grounded out to second on his last at bat. His first pitch is up for a strike. It's nothing and one. Kyle taking his good old time before setting and delivering. And Gephardt swings and misses for strike two. Kraft fires, and Gephardt will go down swinging, and that'll be two down, 14 Pacific Northwest. So that'll bring up Zach White, followed by Robert Bavon, should White reach. Here's the first pitch to White. And that's in the dirt for a ball. It's 1-0. Here's the 1-0, and that'll be hit foul right into the netting behind home plate. And the count will move to 1-1. Crash sets and delivers. And that will be lifted foul again. And the count will stay at 1-2. Crash taking his good old time as his team is in control here, up 7-1. As now he likes. Doesn't like what he sees, and he'll step off the rubber. As the lefty session delivers, and that'll be swung on and missed. 43rd out of the inning. Well, that'll do it for this thing as Team Southwest retire 1-2-3. We'll be back as you're listening to the 2014 California World Series from SFNSports.net.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back. It's the top of the fourth, and we have a pitching change for Team Southwest. We have James Von Sutterfield, the fifth in, on the mound now. in relief of Joey McCracken. So Satterfield finishing up his warm-up tosses. Here we get action underway here. In the top of the fourth. Due up for Pacific Northwest. Due up for Team Southwest is a Pacific Northwest, I should say, is Noah Kraft, followed by Seth Jones and Aiden Cantrell. Here's the first pitch from Satterfield, and it'll be a ball. It's 1-0. Satterfield's second pitch will be in the dirt for a ball, and it's quickly 2-0. Correction, that will be William Parker Kerfoot on the mound instead of Satterfield. And Kerfoot starts off his outing with a four-pitch walk to Noah Kraft.
Pinch hitter Seth Jones is number five, Tristan Ray.
So that'll bring up Tristan Ray. It's pinch hitting for Seth Jones here. As Ray's first pitch is in the dirt, and Kraft will make his way over to second. And the 1-0 to Ray will be high for a ball. It's 2-0. The next pitch to Ray will be taken for a strike. 2-1. So we have a defensive substitution as Ray will ground one over to White, who gets it over to first. And there's one away for Team Southwest. Now turn a lineup card over for Hayden Cantrell.
Number three, Hayden Cantrell.
As we'll have Garrett Hatfield in place of Grant Smithson over in right field. And Cantrell's first pitch is high for a ball. 1-0. So Cantrell has Kraft leading off on third. So here's the 1-0. And that'll be just low for a ball. 2-0. Pacific Northwest still up 7-1 as Kerfoot second delivers a strike and now bring it to 2-1. Here's a 2-1, I'll be outside on the corners for strike two. Here's a 2-2, and that'll be hit up over the left center field. And Robert Kraft will just trot his way on at home. As Pacific Northwest now goes up 8-1. Cantrell gets the RBI double there as Isaiah Vega makes his way on over to the plate. And now Vega will tip his first pitch foul. It's nothing one. Now Kerfoot will send and deliver in Vega. And this is fouled just out of play. Takes a wild hop and then rolls on top of the roof. Over the awning. That sits over the crowd in right field. And the count will move to 0-2. And now Kerfoot will get a new ball. Here's the 0-2. And now be outside for ball one. And that'll be strike three for Isaiah Vega as he gets frozen at the plate. So that'll bring up Brandon Guerrero.
Number 20, Brandon Guerrero.
Guerrero's 2-for-2 on the day with a double and single and two runs scored. As now he could possibly drive more runs with Cantrell on second. And Guerrero's first pitch is outside for a ball. 1-0. Well, 1-0 is on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. Here's the pitch to Guerrero, and it is hit sharp at Gephardt, who gets over to Hawkins in time to end the inning. And we'll go to the bottom of the fourth with Pacific Northwest up 8-1. You're listening to the 2014 Colorado World Series from sfmsports.net.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer. Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Take the Cal Ripken World Series with you. Listen on your phone on the TuneIn app. Search SFM Sports Channel 1 and 2. This is the Cal Ripken World Series from sfmsports.net.
Welcome back. It's the bottom of the fourth. And Pacific Northwest is still up 8-1. So now I have Jonathan Ty Barrett in at the plate for Team Southwest. As he foul tips his first one. His first pitch, I should say, is nothing and one. And now Bear with his next pitch foul. And it's quickly 0-2. Bottom of the fourth, and an 8-1 game where Pacific Northwest has just been dominant. It's the The 0-2 is on its way. And it will be up high for ball one. Kraft still saying good old time. His team's in control, so why rush? As Barrett hits next pitch over to Cantrell, who gets it safely in time to Hughes. And there's one down for Pacific Northwest.
Pitching for Grant Smithson, number 5, Barrett Hatfield.
So pinch hitting for Grant Smithson is number 5, Garrett Hatfield. Team Southwest doing whatever they can at this point to try to get something going offensively. They've mightily struggled. Only 2 hits in the day so far. And Hatfield, first pitch, you want to be high and away for ball one. Here's the 1-0, and that'll be low again. With ball two. So Kraft got into a nice rhythm so far in the day. It's registered 3 strikeouts, 2 swinging, 1 looking. So here's the pitch. And it's down the middle for a strike. Kraft lights his line, he sees from Mills. And he sets and delivers. And Bear will hit it right back over to Kraft. We get to the Hughes. And there's 2 down for Pacific Northwest. So that'll bring up William Kerfoot. He's pinching in place of Joey McCracken. As the first pitch to Kerfoot, it's outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Here's the 1-0 to Kerfoot. And that'll be low for ball two. Kraft sets and delivers the 2-0. And now be in there for a strike. It's 2-1. Kraft fires a 2-1. And that's in there for another strike. And now we'll even the count out at 2-2. The 2-2 is on its way. And Kerfoot will chop this one foul down the third baseline. And the count will stay at 2-2. Now time is taking called as Kerfoot looks over to his third base coach before stepping back into the box. The 2-2 is on its way and swung and missed. And that'll be the third out of the inning. Team Southwest retired in order. We'll go to the top of the fifth. You're listening to the 2014 Calgary World Series from SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry.
car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back. We're going to have a pitching change for Team Southwest as Evan Stewart is now on the mound. Stewart finishes his warm-up tosses. And leading off for Team Pacific Northwest is Gabe Hughes. So Pacific Northwest up 8-1 after they exploded for 5 runs in the third. And he also had 2 runs in the first and 1 in the fourth. Now we have White at center and Satterfield over at short. Here's the first pitch to Hughes and it's on the outside corner for a strike. It's nothing and one. Here's the 0-1. And now the outside for a ball. 1-1. So Pacific Northwest in cruise control mode at this point. But like I always say, crazier things have happened at the Cal Ripken World Series. And now Hughes will swing and miss on his next pitch and bring the counts to 1-2. Here's the 1-2 ball, and that'll be in the dirt for ball two. Stewart kicks some dirt off a rubber. As a 2-2 is delivered to Hughes, and that'll be in the dirt for ball three. So he was awaiting the payoff pitch. It's on its way, and he'll hit that sharply past Stewart and past Geppert. Will make his way over to first. So Hughes registers his first base hit on the day. And so now we have Mason Levitt pinch hitting for Briggs Ranstrom. Stewart keeps on looking over at Hughes at first before he sets and fires. And that is up and away for ball one. Stewart taking his time before delivering. Levitt will foul tip this one into the backstop. It's 1-1. Now Stewart will throw back over. So Hawkins at first. Here's the throw, and Levitt will tip his foul as Hughes makes the dash for second. The count will stay at 1-2. Here's a 1-2, and that will be outside for a ball two. Stewart taking his good old time, staring down Bavoin. And now we'll have Hughes make a dash for second, but he'll be there in time. As the throw from Bavoin is just off target. So now Levitt awaiting the payoff pitch. You have Gepper coming over, but here's the money pitch, and it is tipped foul. And we'll have another full count on our hands. Stewart sets and delivers the payoff pitch, and again it is tipped into the netting behind home plate. So Levitt doing a good job of staying alive here. Seeing a lot of Stewart's arsenal. So now Stewart keep looking back over at Hughes at second. Here's the money pitch, and that'll be in the dirt for ball four. Oh. Not going to be called a ball as apparently Levitt swung and missed. So that'll be a strikeout. And on the strikeout, Hughes advances over to third. So that'll bring up Braxton Mills for Pacific Northwest. Stewart awaiting the signal before he sees something like. So now we'll have time called. Braxton Mills will step back in and do his at the plate ritual. As Stewart sets and delivers, and Mills tips this one foul down the first baseline. It's nothing and one. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and Mills will hit that right at Evans Funk. But it will just tip out of his glove. And Mills will reach base.
Number 7, Quinn McGuire.
So that'll bring up Quinn McGuire for Pacific Northwest. He already has a run scored on the day. McGuire's got men on the corners, and Hughes in third. And now Mills will make a dash for second. And Hughes will trot on home to give Pacific Northwest their ninth run of the day. So Mills didn't really need to make a round for that because he was going to advance anyway. And McGuire gets another base hit. As the extra hitter, Ryan Franklin, steps up to the plate for Pacific Northwest. Here's Franklin's first pitch, but he'll have to wait as Mills is caught in a rundown. And it'll go past one of the team members of Team Southwest. And Mills will stay safe on second. Kind of lucked up there as he was looking like he was definitely going to be tagged out there. Franklin steps back into the box with an 0-1 pitch coming his way. Now Stewart will motion over to throw at second as he thought Mills is just off the bat just a little bit too much. But Mills will slide back safely in time. Here's the 0-1 to Franklin. That is swung and missed for a strike two. McGuire taking a sizable lead off at first himself. As you have Gepard motioning over to try to hold Mills on base. But Seward setting delivers, and it is outside for ball one. And now Stewart will go and step off the rubber to hold Mills at second base. So Mills quickly retreats. Stewart toes the rubber yet again. Here's a 2-1. Now it'll be popped up over into short center field as Evans Funk comes down with it. And there is two away for Team Southwest here. So that'll bring up Noah Kraft. Noah Kraft coming to the plate with two outs and two men on. As now Stewart will motion off again. And Noah will slide back safely in time to second. Here's a first pitch to Kraft. And now he'll be swung on and missed for strike one. Now Kraft will take a few practice chops outside the batter's box. As we have Tristan Ray on deck, should Kraft reach. Here's the pitch, and it is high. As Mills making a throw, the dash at third, and the throw to third is past Evans Funk. And now Mills will make his way on home. So that puts the lead at 10-1 for Pacific Northwest. As timely base running from Braxton Mills got him to third, and then the errant throw brought him home. As Noah Kraft awaits the 1-1. The pitch is on its way and outside for ball two. Quinn McGuire is on the second base bag now. As here's the pitch to Kraft, and it is above his head, and McGuire will make his way on over to third. Now, Kraft is up 3-1. 3-1 in the count. With McGuire starting to come home and add to even more of this lead. Here's a 3-1 offering, and I'll be swung and missed by Kraft. And I'll bring the count full. Here's the money pitch, and that'll be outside for ball four.
Pitching for Seth Jones is number five, Tristan Ray.
So next up is Tristan Ray. Ray ground out to short in his last at bat. As if Ray will reach. Now turning the lineup card over for Hayden Cantrell. Here's the first pitch. And Kraft will make a dash at second. And he will get there without any contest. Now Tristan Ray will pop this one up over in the left field, and that'll bring home Quinn McGuire and Noah Kraft. As Tristan Ray gets two runs scored in on the double, And that brings the score to 12-1.
Number three, Aiden Petra.
So that turns the lineup card over and brings up Hayden Cantrell for Pacific Northwest as they had nearly batted through the entire order yet again. And Cantrell's first pitch is high, but just low enough for a strike. It's nothing in one. Now Cantrell will lift this next one into the back netting, and the count will move to 0-2. Here's the 0-2 from Stewart. And now the inner dirt for ball one. And the next pitch is hit over to Geppert, who gets it in time to Hawkins to end the inning. So that'll do it for this inning, as Team Pacific Northwest is now up 12-1. We'll take a quick break and be back with the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to the 2014 Kyle Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it. Love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back. Team Pacific Northwest added on four runs in the top of the fifth. They added on four runs in the top of the fifth. The Marines scored 12-1. And now we have Reese Weatherton DeWalt as he chops his first one foul. It's nothing in one. So we got a pitching change for Pacific Southwest as Tristan Ray is on the mound with Guerrero at first and Hughes at third. Here's the 0-1 to Weatherton. And that's down and away for ball one. Here's the 1-1. That'll be swung and missed. Weatherton kind of lost grip of his bat there as that flew all the way back a few feet, and the count will move 1-2. Now Tristan Ray sets and delivers, and Motherton will chase and get a piece of that to stay alive. It's 1-2 still. Now, next pitch to Weatherton will be behind Mills at the plate. And Mills can move to 2-2. Here's the pitch from Ray. And now be hit over to Cantrell over at second, who gets it over to Guerrero at first. And there's one down for Pacific Northwest.
Pitching for Dennis Hawkins, number two, John Sutterfield.
So that'll bring up John Von Sutterfield. For Team Southwest here. Here's the first pitch to Sutterfield, and that's high for ball one. The 1-0 is on its way. And now it'll again be down and away for ball two. Gray likes the sign he sees from Mills as he sets and delivers. And Sutterfield will wind this one foul down the first base line. It's 2-1. Here's a 2-1 to Sutterfield. And that's taken for a ball. And the count moves to 3-1. So Sutterfield doing a good job early on of not swinging at too much junk coming his way. As here's a 3-1 offering from Ray. And that'll be high for ball four. Sutterfield will take his base. So that'll bring up Jacob Evans Funk in the 9-hole position for Team Southwest. And Evans Funk will take his first pitch for a ball. It's 1-0. Gray delivers another ball. And now move the count to 2-0. The 2-0 is on its way. And now we high for ball three. Ray sets and delivers, and that'll be outside for ball four. Oh, maybe not a ball, as that'll be called for a strike. It's 3-1. Here's the next pitch, and that'll be taken for another strike. So Tristan and Ray battling back here late in the count to bring it full. As now Ray will throw over to Guerrero at first, but Sutterfield slides in in time. Here's the payoff pitch, and that will hit. And that will hit Evan Funk. So Sutterfield advances to second, and Evan Funk take the base on the hit by pitch. So that flipped the lineup card over and bring up Evan Stewart. We're working with two men on here. As his first pitch is on away. And up high for a strike. It's nothing and one. Here's the 0-1, and again, that is outside. But this time for a ball, it's 1-1. As Ray was setting deliver, and Stewart will chop this one over to Hughes at third. Hughes tags the base, gets Sutterfield out, and then gets it in time to Guerrero to end the inning.
And
that is the ball game. As Team Pacific Northwest has taken a 12-1 win over Team Southwest.
shortly.
Stay tuned as we'll have the presentation of the post-game awards. You're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
...ready to play in this great game. Presenting the award today is Assistant Southern New Jersey State Commissioner for Babe Ruth League, Tom Mitchell Jr. For the visiting team, Team Southwest, the award goes to number 6, Evan Stewart. For the home team, Team Pacific Northwest, the award goes to the birthday boy himself, number 20, Braden Guerrero. Congratulations to the outstanding players and a good job by both teams in this game. Thank you.
Welcome back to the post-game show where Team Pacific Northwest is coming off of a 12-1 thumping over Team Southwest. And now they are shaking hands down the field as that's what it's all about here at the Cal Ripken World Series. Above all anything else, it's all about sportsmanship. And that's what's really going to matter at the end of the day, above wins and losses. And so now let's take you through the action of the game. So Team Pacific Northwest got to a quick start by taking a 2-0 lead in the top of the first. Braden Guerrero hit him Isaiah Vega for the game's first run. And then Guerrero was hit home by Briggs Randstrom on a single. And that gave Pacific Northwest the 2-0 lead. Then Team Southwest would respond on the bottom of the first, when Evan Stewart would cross home and bring the score to 2-1. So after an uneventful second inning for both teams, Pacific Northwest exploded for 5 runs in the top of the third. As Hayden Cantrell, Isaiah Vega, Braden Guerrero, Braxton Mills, and Quinn McGuire all crossed home. It was just a hit parade as this team methodically moved around the bases, which was racking up hits in that inning to keep bringing people home. Team Southwest will then be retired in the third inning, in the bottom of the third, where Pacific Northwest tacked on another run in the top of the fourth, when Noah Kraft came home courtesy of a Hayden Cantrell one-out RBI. Cantrell hit a double, and that was all that Kraft needed to round his way on home. And finally, in the fifth inning, Pacific Northwest would tack on another four runs. And things got started with Gabe Hughes crossing the plate first, followed by Braxton Mills, Quinn McGuire, and Noah Kraft all coming home. And so that finally brought our score to 12-1, as this was a dominant performance from Pacific Northwest from beginning to end. So that'll about wrap it up for this broadcast here at Cal Seniors Yard in the Cal Ripken World Series. I'm Zach Frank signing off as you've been listening to a production of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
USFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball thanks you for listening to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Visit SFMSports.net for audio archives, video interviews, and the latest updates from the Cal Ripken World Series.